When I first read today's gospel, I quickly sort of gravitated to the blessings and woes, as that section is called. Because, you know, it really turns the world upside down, doesn't it? I mean, it's saying that for what the world says is not so great, God says it is. And what the world says is great, God says, well, that's not so great. And so you've got this whole topsy-turvy thing happening with the blessings and the woes. But then I started reading it a couple more times. And it suddenly occurred to me that what is also incredibly important is what just happens before Jesus speaks to the disciples, which is really what I want to focus in on today. When you look at that first part of the passage, it says that Jesus and his disciples went down to the plain, as it is. It's a flat land. And I thought, okay, disciples, all right. But then I read a little bit before that, and it said, well, the disciples were everyone. Everyone who believed in Jesus, who thought about Jesus, who listened and heard about Jesus, followed him, were disciples. Because just prior to this, Jesus had selected his apostles. Those are the 12 that he would call his friends and close circle. Everyone else was a disciple. And look what they did. They followed Jesus down to the plain. And as they were going, you can imagine, just like a parade, you know, where you see all these people gathering on a parade and more and more people, and then people sort of say, I wonder what's happening. And they start joining in to the parade. And you get to the point in the parade where there's all these people, some of them going, I don't know what I'm doing here. Others are going, well, it sounded like a good idea at the time just to join in with everybody else. Some saying, well, I heard this is what's happening. And others saying, I know what's happening. So you had all these people, both Jew and Gentile, gathering together on the plain. And what does it say Jesus does? He doesn't stand up on a rock. He doesn't find a high ground. He stands among them. Think about that. The Son of God standing among them. Not separate, not far off, not on a hillside so his voice could project, but standing among them. And what were the people listening to? Well, they were listening to his voice, to his teachings. Others were there to be healed. Others there were to have unclean spirits taken away. Others, which got me, wanted to touch his robe because power came from him. Imagine that. People trying to get as close as they could to Jesus to touch him because of the power that was around him. Wow. All that in the midst of a crowd. Now you have to ask yourself, well, I wonder what happened once the person was healed. Did he stand or she stand back so that somebody else would get in? I don't know. But I would think that if I was a disciple of Jesus and I had been healed, I would be running to the nearest road, to the nearest group of people and say, look at me. That man over there healed me. He changed my life. And I am a disciple of God because of it. And so when we hear the term disciple, like we heard today in the gospel, we should really be thinking about, well, that's all of us. Each one of us is a disciple. And because we are a disciple, we are called to do great things. Now, Jesus gives us the gifts to do those great things, doesn't he? The catch is, he doesn't say how long you get to keep those gifts. He says, I want you to use this gift for this amount of time to accomplish this ministry, to do this thing for me, and then step back. One of the hardest parts about being a pastor, priest, or minister is, well, you get to baptize children, but you never get to see how they grow up. You get to see people and then move on. And in my ministry in the forces, well, that was every 2 or 3 years, we'd be moving to a new posting. But I was on the tarmac in Afghanistan, waiting for a flight out, and I looked over, and there's this guy, I could swear I knew him from somewhere. Somewhere I knew this guy. So, you know, I'm a chaplain, you're supposed to talk to people. So I walked over and I said, you know, I don't know, have we ever met before? And he looked up at me and said, Padre, you baptized my son in Victoria. Oh, yes, I did. Quick recovery. Of course I did. Can you remind me your name, please? And so we chatted up as to where his son was at that particular time. Sometimes you get to see those things. But often, you're called to plant the seed, water the seed, and leave. And let somebody else nurture that tree, let the tree bear fruit, and someone else will come along and pick that fruit. But for now, it's nice to know that we have an example of discipleship in today's gospel, that these people came from all around the countryside to be with Jesus. Some to be healed, some to listen, some simply to be a part of the crowd. But whatever it was that drew them there draws you and I each and every Sunday to come together here at St. George's and worship God as a community of disciples. Amen.